Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 325, season 13. Today's date is April 20th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's show, I will talk about my health status. I just finished radiation this week, radiation therapy, that is, and I'll discuss about that. Also, I'll talk about my favorite record albums of the 1970s because today is Record Store Day. It falls on April 20th, I believe. It's somewhere in April. I don't know if it's the same date, but it's in April. I'll talk about those. And also, I'll talk about a shoe store. I think a lot of people have forgotten. It's called Thayer McNeil. I'll discuss about that. So let's get started. Before I get started, this program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Libby Land Frozen Dinners. Remember those. Excuse me. And here's a commercial from 1972. And when I come back, I'll discuss about this particular product and my memories. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Out of all the different foods around, where can you find what kids want? In Libby Land. Libby Land dinners are fun to eat because kids told us what they like. Safari Supper has fried chicken, alfagetti with meatballs, taterettes, corn, and chocolate pudding, portioned and seasoned for kids, plus chocolatey good milk magic. Libby Land dinners, because kids are different from grown-ups.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Libby Land Frozen Dinners. This commercial is from 1972. I'll give you a little, brief history of this place. I remember the commercials when I was a kid. Yeah, it was, they aired these on Saturday mornings, sometimes in the evening, but it was, it was Saturday mornings when I watched cartoons. I'll give you, they started around 1971 and ended about 76, this consisted of, for example, Safari Supper had alfagetti with meatballs. That's like alphabet soup, but it's like spaghetti, and you had that. And there's Milk Magic that turns your milk into a chocolatey treat. I don't remember that, but that sounded good. And that was the Safari Supper. And they had fried chicken with it. Okay. The other suppers they had was, Gold Strike Supper. And also Sea Diver's Dinner. So I'm thinking... I don't know what would be in that. I have no idea. Also, they had Pirate Supper. Pirate Picnic. Excuse me. They had that. Let's see. So they had one of the commercials they had was feature a guy named Libby Kidd, or Libby the Kid, and he had some bad guy, Mean Gene, that was his name. Okay, so the Sea Diver's Dinner consists of fish sticks, macaroni cheese with ham, chocolate pudding, buttered corn, and fries, and of course, chocolate milk magic. They had that. You know what? That sounded very good. So, I don't eat frozen dinners, but if you're a bachelor and you don't want to cook, yeah, this is ideal for you. And, the last time I had one was at Swanson's Dinners. They still make those. It's pretty okay. It was good. It was okay, but you don't trust them because they have a lot of sodium, with salt, and, I got to watch it. And let's see. The milk magic was like some kind of crystals that you add to a glass of milk and it turns chocolatey, which sounds like Nestle's Quick to me. Or you put Hershey syrup in it. You take the spoon and you stir it like that. Okay. So that's another memory from the 1970s when I was a kid. Okay. Before we get at the top of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my health status and also my favorite record albums of the 1970s when I was a kid because it's Record Store Day, and also I'll talk about Thayer McNeil's shoes. Before I get started, I'll talk about, of course, my health status. This week I did radiation therapy. It lasted about half an hour, and I only have 5 sessions. So I went down to UIC. It's on the west side, we're right near Rush Presbyterian. And it went very well. It really did. I didn't feel anything during the sessions or even after. Well, after that, about the second day, I felt very tired. Yeah, but I'm tired anyway because I take the Xtandi. I take that medication, but this was more like that. Wednesday I was fine. Thursday I was fine. Last day, Friday, once I finished, I posted the video. Of course, most people have seen this. I rang the bell because that's tradition that your radiation is complete. And I rang the bell. It's not the best video of me doing that, then I was nervous. I didn't ring it all, vigorously, but that's okay. So everyone was very happy. And the one thing I failed to mention was that everyone signed like a diploma. It's like a plastic diploma. They put all their names, the people who were there were involved with my therapy, nurses, the technicians. They were very nice. They were wonderful people. I appreciate them. They were so kind, even the receptionists. And of course, I mentioned that a couple of nurses recognized me as Van Chicagoland. They were walking around. They go, "You, it's Van Chicagoland." And I told them, "Yeah, we love your account." Also, there was a nurse that interviewed me before I got started. This is, it was probably a week before. I don't really remember. Then I saw her again yesterday, and I told her, "I'm going to post this video on my account." She says, "What account?" And I said, "Van Chicagoland." "You're the one. Oh, I follow your account. I didn't know it was you." "Yeah, that's me." I go, "Oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, so that's nice." My mother was with me every day. I love her for that. I love her dearly. And she has been with me every moment of this terrible time ever since I got diagnosed. And I appreciate her and I love her. And that's great. Oh, it's heartbreaking to see your child go through this, even though I'm 60. But I can understand, her point of view, this. And she was so relieved. So I went home. I had a stomach ache. I had some nausea. I don't know. Maybe it's part of the treatment. It could be. Maybe something I ate. I don't know. But I took some 7-Up, warm 7-Up. I didn't eat much. And I just lied down most of the day. I was tired, so tired. You know, last night I fell asleep on the couch, and it was really bad. So I had to go to bed, slept pretty good. I'm okay now. I'm okay. A little tired, but not as bad as yesterday. So what's next coming up? I don't know. Really? I know I have a follow-up appointment with the radiation oncologist in June 25th. That's a couple months from now, and she'll do a follow-up. We'll see what happens. As for my oncologist, I don't know when I'll see. Well, no, I'll see him May 22nd, but I don't know if they'll send the results to him. So maybe they'll call early and see. I don't know. Hopefully, does he want me to do another scan or PET scan? You know, bone scan, PET scan. Do a blood test. I don't know. All I know is that April 29th, I have an appointment with my regular doctor. I'll go see him. Maybe I'll do a blood test there and see how I'm doing. And also May 5th or something. No, not May 5th. I think after Easter, I forgot the date, May 9th or something like that, I go to the hospital again. They're going to operate me because I have a bladder stone. And they're going to stretch this scar tissue around my groin area. It's the third time. And then I feel fine. I really do. Let's hope this lesion that's on my 10th right rib is gone. It is gone. I think it is because I'm not in pain anymore and I feel okay. This will lower. I hope the lesion is gone. The PSA will drop and I'll be okay. We just pray. I pray every day. Okay. So that's it. And I'll keep everyone posted. And I also want to thank everyone, you know, for your support and your comments yesterday when I posted the video. Oh, they love seeing that. They thought it was hilarious. So that was very nice. I appreciate it. Okay, so now let's get started on the fun stuff. I will talk about my favorite record albums of the 1970s when I was a kid. I talked about this before, I believe. But today is Record Store Day, and it falls on April 20th. I think it falls probably the third Saturday of April. So that's my guess, because I don't remember. And this particular day celebrates record stores, you know, vinyl. You know, so you go in, you buy some vinyl records. You can buy CDs or cassettes, or if they have them, or 8-tracks. I don't know about that. And so you preferably it's vinyl records. So independent record stores, there's a lot of them in Chicago. They're still in business, you know, if you're in the market, because vinyl is back, has been back for many years. It's made a comeback, and it's people love it. They love the record albums. They like the artwork, you know, and it just takes you back. It's wonderful. And then you flip through, you know, you browse. Going through the records, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, as a teenager, that was the most fun part of being as a teenager, going through all that, going to record stores. Like, for example, like the one across the street from Bogan High School, Cruising Music, went there. Also at Ford City, they had, they did have Music Land, I believe. And also, I remember Weebolts had a record department. Also, there was Village Video downstairs in Peacock Alley. I think there was one. And, of course, Woolworths had a record store department, Montgomery Ward and all that. And later on, Peaches came. It was in the 80s. So, and some are, like I said, some are still around. Let's see, for example. You know, then Tower Records came. Remember that? I think they're back in business, but they're online. There's so many. Rose Records. I used to go to Rose Records. Oh, that was a great store. Great record store. Okay. So, my favorite record albums of the 1970s, this is what I remembered. This is what I had in my house. So, I bought a few from K-Tel. One was Hit Machine. K-Tel used to churn out all these record compilations. of the greatest artists, you know, disco, hard rock, although contemporary, you name it, they did all that. And the commercials were hilarious. Used to see those from the 70s to the early 80s. You can still watch them on YouTube if you like. And they also had novelty songs. They had that, like Looney Tunes. I love that one. So this is what I remembered, and I'll tell you what my favorite record album is after that. So the ones I had, and also my brother's, I remember seeing was, believe it or not, my brother had Casey and the Sunshine Band. He had that, and, you know, I like Casey and Sunshine Band. You know, it's disco, but it's, he bought that. Also, the one he bought, it stood out, like a lot of people in from my old neighborhood did, was Peter Frampton Comes Alive. You know, Frampton Comes Alive, you know, with the Pink albums. Oh, that was great. That's a great album. You know, he had great songs. He's a good singer. He still is. And, but that was, the best. That really was the best. And, I heard it all the time. We played it in the basement and, you know, with the record player and all that. Let's see what else I remembered. We bought Styx, you know, the Grand Evolution. I remember that. I bought Pieces of Eight after that, but it was on 8-track. I bought my first 8-track on that. Let's see what else I'm trying to remember. Oh, when I was in 8th grade, I told this story before. I saw a kid, he had in his hand the album from Kansas, Overture. I think that's what's called, Left Overture, I think that's what it's called. You know, and I asked the girl that I walked with, you know, that was walking, you know, at the graduation ceremony. She asked, what do you want, what would you want to buy you for your graduation gift? Buy me this album, can you buy it? She goes, yeah, okay. She did. She bought it. I still have it somewhere. And I told her that years later, I still see her from time to time at church. And I told her, I said, Maria, I still have this album. And she's just amazed, you know, very sweet person. And so I bought that. And they had a couple great songs. Of course, one is Carry On Wayward Son. That's a classic 70s hard rock song. Oh, that's wonderful. And so let's see what else. My brothers had Queen. They had, of course, Led Zeppelin. Yeah, my other brother loved Led Zeppelin. I wasn't crazy about Led Zeppelin when I was a kid, but now I love them. They're great. They're wonderful. You know, but he was a big fan. Still is. Yeah, and so my favorite album of all time is The Cars, their self-titled album that came out in 1978, I think. And I love every song on that album, every song. I listen to that album all the time. I still do. I have it on Apple Music, but I bought it on 8-track. But I did buy the album, you know, the record album. And The Loop used to play it all the time. You know, during that time, during when The Loop was The Loop, you know, at the radio station, FM 98. I love that. That music was strange, but it was different, and it was wonderful. I loved it. I loved the group. The second one was Candio. That was their second album. That one was great, too. Every song like that. So that's my favorite record album of that is The Cars. Okay. So everyone has their favorite, you know, everyone, you know, so right now I'm going to play a commercial from Musicland Record Store. It's a radio commercial from 1976. Okay, so sit back and relax and let's go back to the good old days when you're listening to the radio on your transistor. You know, your transistor radio, and like, you know, if you were listening to WLS or WFYR or any adult contemporary music station. And I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Musicland knows you need the music, and Henry Gross is one you got to have. song release is called Release, and it's much more than just the hit Shannon. Henry Gross, just 487 in Music Land. Here's Glenn Campbell.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do, I think that maybe I'll.
The album's Bloodline on Capitol, and just 487 at Music Land.
She's running.
Glenn Campbell and Henry Gross. You'll love them. You'll love them all at Musicland. Because if you aren't completely satisfied, they've got a money-back guarantee. Musicland. It's what a record store should be.
Come to the land of music. Come to Musicland.
Available at any of your convenient Musicland locations and all Zare Shopper City record department.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the radio commercial from Musicland. It's from 1976. It featured Glenn Campbell and also Henry Gross, who sang Shannon. Shannon. Let me give you a little memory of that. When I had a transistor radio one time, and I played this on the school bus, and that song came on. And once the kids heard it, they were like, oh, this song is, well, it starts with the S word. And they picked on me for the rest of the day. I didn't like that. When you're a kid, you're scared to death what to play on your radio because you're afraid what someone will say. Still feel that way sometimes, you know. So I don't care. I'm in my house right now, so I can play whatever I want, or in my car. Anyway, Musicland was another store. It was a great record store. It really was. There was one in Fort City. They were everywhere, but they're gone. One more memory of my favorite record albums was two soundtrack albums. Excuse me. One was Grease. The other one, Saturday Night Fever. Because they both feature John Travolta. And there were musicals, you know. Well, sort of a musical. Well, Grease was a musical, but not Saturday Night Fever. They had music, but they had disco music. You know, when I was a kid, I was scared to death to admit that I loved both of them. Grease, not so much. I mean, I wasn't afraid. But I saw it in the theater. I'll talk about that in another podcast. I think I did. I saw it in the theater, and it was wonderful. I still love that music, that movie. It's still great. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, they were wonderful. It's catchy. You can watch this all the time, you know, and they have Grease-a-thons now, so in the theaters, it's great. It's a great movie. Also, Saturday Night Fever, you know, people have watched this over the years on cable, and they know the scenes, the dialogue, and John Travolta's hair. And the dance moves, he was a good dancer. He's a good dancer. And, you know, he's not much of a singer, but he the way he moves is wonderful. You know, I love the movie. I really do. You know, but those were the times back then, you know, and there were a lot of anti-disco people, you know, that led to disco demolition in Chicago, you know, at Comiskey Park. But, you know, I see it as a movie, a great movie. Never mind the music, just watch the movie. And I still do watch it to this day. You know, it's great. I loved it. I really do. Oh, what are you going to do? So happy Record Store Day, everyone. Yeah, I was invited to go to one record store today. It's called the Blue Vinyl. It was a blue, I think that's what it's called. I forgot. Or Blue Village. Or I forgot the name of it. It's out of Westmont. But I don't feel very well. I'm still tired, so I'm going to rest. I'm not going to go. Anyway, so maybe someday I'll go. Yeah, I've been there before. So, you know, but it's probably be busy and crazy, you know, and I got to sit down most of the time. So we'll see about that. So that's a fun day to spend if you're into record albums. You know, visit, support your independent record store. That they all need that. They all need it. Okay. And last I will talk about this shoe store called Thayer McNeil. You know, a lot of people have forgotten about this shoe store. I remember when I was a kid, I saw it. you know, in advertisements and maybe television, but I think it's mostly magazines or the newspaper. I don't know much about the history of this. I think it's from New England, and then they brought it, then they distributed nationwide. And it's been around since the late 19th century, I believe, and good quality shoes. And then they opened some stores in Chicago. Yeah. And like, for example, I found an ad from the Chicago Tribune, from October 2nd, 1966. And they had a grand opening, and it was like a boutique, and it was like in Calumet City in River Oaks Shopping Center. And it was like a salon, like Joseph's shoe salon, like that. So they opened that. Other locations were on 727 North Michigan Avenue. Also, another downtown location, 41 North Wabash. Okay. They also had one in Oak Brook, at the Oak Brook Center Shopping Center, you know, the Oak Brook Mall. Also in Evanston at 1631 Sherman Avenue. And then they had one in Milwaukee. But then later on, most was like women's shoes. They also had men's shoes too. And I think Florsheim bought the company. I think they merged like that. And it was called Florsheim Thayer McNeil. Then years went on, and then they dropped the name of Thayer McNeil. Now, I don't know who Thayer McNeil was. It's probably maybe it was a shoemaker, or he founded the first shoe store out in New England. Maybe. I couldn't find anything about him. So I do remember this particular shoe store. And then Florsheim went out of business as well. I think they did. I'm not sure. I think they did. Because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that brand, but Florsheim was good, good product. They had some great shoes, wonderful shoes. You know, I used to buy it for dress shoes mostly. You know, going to church and you know, or going to a wedding. You know, or going to somewhere very nice like that. Okay. All right, so that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I've talked about. I talked about my health status for this week, the completion of my radiation therapy. Also, my favorite record albums of the 1970s, because we celebrate Record Store Day today. And also, Thayer McNeil shoes. Okay, this podcast will be published later on today. Wherever podcasts are available, it will be on whatever apps. If you have on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, or any device, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast, I think you can find me on iHeartRadio too, I believe. Yeah, you can do that. Also, it'll be published on my blog, fanofchicagoland.blog. You can click on that. Also, it'll be published on my YouTube channel. Again, people still ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You could go to YouTube, do a search, type in P. Costanis or Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. You can find me there. You can listen to other previous episodes. Just click on subscribe. There's no charge. You'll get a notification of the latest episode. If you want to listen to previous episodes, help yourself. Same thing with the apps. Just click follow, you know, tap follow, and you'll do the same thing as well. Also, be sure to my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, and TikTok. Okay. One thing I want to mention. Someone sent me a picture. She took a picture of a photo. She's listening to my podcast in her car. She took a screenshot. And she's listening to my car on my latest episode. That's kind of cool. And I posted that. That was very sweet. I appreciate it. It's also on CarPlay. I'm not sure about that. You know, it's on Spotify. So you go listen on Spotify and it's there. Yeah, so that's what that was very nice of her. Okay. So this is Pico Starnes, your host of Vanishing Outland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'll probably do another episode tomorrow. I'll see how I feel, and I'll think of something I will talk about. I'm sure I will. I got a lot of time, you know. And so today is a kind of cool. It's cold today. It's sunny. Yeah, it's going to be a cold weekend, you know, for April. So we'll see about tomorrow's episode. And then also, one last thing. This is the last show of season 13. Tomorrow we'll start season 14. Imagine that. It's been like I've done this for 3 years. I can't believe I'm into season 14 already. Oh, it's wonderful. Okay. So everyone have a great weekend. Here's bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.